This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, February 27th. Another hot day on the way for Dallas with a high of 91 expected under mostly sunny skies. That would break the daily record of 85 set in 1918. The temperature will change pretty drastically moving through the day with a low of 42. Temperatures in the next several days will be in the 50s. Here are today's headlines. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump plan to visit Texas border cities Thursday in a sign of how the 2024 rivals view illegal immigration as a key issue in the presidential race. Biden will travel Thursday to Brownsville, where he plans to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement officials, and local leaders, according to the White House. He will call on Congress to pass a bipartisan border proposal the White House has described as the toughest overhaul of border and immigration policy in decades. He also plans to call for Republicans to support funding for more Border Patrol agents, asylum officers, and fentanyl detection technology. Republicans have hammered Biden over the border since he took office, saying his reversal of Trump's policies resulted in a spike in border crossings. The White House has cast its GOP critics as more interested in exploiting the crisis for political gain than working with the president to solve the problem. Trump is expected to give remarks Thursday in Eagle Pass, the same day Biden will be in Brownsville, more than 300 miles away. Immigration enforcement is a core part of Trump's campaign, and his criticism of the bipartisan proposal helped seal its fate. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the bipartisan proposal would have made the border more secure while treating people fairly and humanely. Biden has reportedly been mulling new immigration-related executive actions in response to the situation at the border. Jean-Pierre did not detail what those might be, but said no executive action could deliver the policy changes and additional resources Congress could provide. Republicans favor a hardline immigration and border package known as House Resolution 2. They say Biden and Democrats have refused to properly deal with the crisis and are now only scrambling for cover as they see poll numbers lagging as a result. Next, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the owner of Pornhub and other adult websites Monday, saying they are not following a new state law requiring users to verify their age. The Attorney General's office is seeking an injunction to force Pornhub's parent company to implement an age verification system in compliance with a law passed last year by the Texas legislature requiring pornography sites to verify that users are at least 18 years old and display public health warnings about the potential harm in viewing pornography. The legal action is the first taken to enforce House Bill 1181, authored by Plano Republican Representative Matt Shaheen. Websites in violation can be fined up to $10,000 for each day in violation. The Texas lawsuit also asked the court to impose fines. HB 1181 requires ages to be verified using a government ID or appropriate digital identification. The family of Kenneth Knotts marched to the Dallas Hospital, where he spent his final moments. It was the first time the family visited UT Southwestern Medical Center in the nearly 15 months since Knotts' death in police custody. As relatives held up a megaphone Monday, they wanted people to know they were not giving up. The Austin family traveled with activists about 200 miles to rally for justice outside the hospital for Knotts, who died November 29th of 2022 in UT Southwestern Medical Center police custody. Officials have not released the body camera footage showing what occurred or the names of any of the officers involved. The Dallas Morning News first reported Knotts' death last year after his autopsy report was amended to rule the death a homicide. And a Keller High School production of The Laramie Project, a play about the aftermath of the 1998 murder of a gay student in Wyoming, was canceled. Timber Creek High School parents received an email Friday night saying that students would no longer perform the show this spring. The email did not provide an explanation. Community members are now rallying to reinstate the production, launching an online petition that has, so far, received more than 1,300 signatures. In the brief email to families, school leaders said they are working on developing an alternative production opportunity for our students. District spokesman Bryce Neiman said in a statement that the decision was made by many stakeholders. Mary Ann Weathered, whose son was supposed to perform in the Laramie Project, said she's concerned about a pattern of anti-LGBTQ decisions in Keller. The Laramie Project, which is often performed in high schools across the country, explores the community's reaction to the murder of Matthew Shepard, a gay 21-year-old University of Wyoming student who was attacked, tied to a fence in a field, and left to die. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.